Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning and happy autumn.
Happy autumn to you, too.
Thank you.
It feels pretty darn good, doesn't it?
It does. It feels like fall now, so I like it.
Yep. We're all about it, and you're all about business and helping small business. What is the Small Business Development Center up to these days?
Yeah. So we help businesses grow. And so that's really what I wanted to talk about today is just growing your business with the services of the SBDC, the Small Business Development Centers. I have a list here so I don't forget some of the key things that we actually offer. Because sometimes, you know, when you get to talking about one thing, then you forget about two or three other things. So the first one I wanted to talk about is just general strategic planning. And so we are very good at putting together plans. And so, and we can help you do this, whether that's a strategic plan, a business plan, a marketing plan. And even more important than putting it together, or just as important, I should say, as putting it together with real data and real, you know, valid, relevant information that we can get for you, is also tips to execute on that plan. Because if you just have a strategic plan or a marketing plan or whatever the plan is, and you set it on a shelf somewhere, and you never go back to it and execute on it. And I see this in large companies. I see this in small companies. And so some things to keep in mind is that your plan should always include someone above yourself that you're accountable to. So if you are the owner or what have you, then you should be accountable to someone. And so it's like, well, who would you be accountable to, right, if you're the business owner? And so maybe you think of it in a different light, like you're accountable to your employees because they rely on you to keep their jobs, right, to keep the business running. And so maybe you insert into your plan something that makes you accountable to them in the sense that you're going to communicate to them quarterly or something about how the business is doing. So there are ways to incorporate that no matter what level you're at within your institution so that you are accountable to someone. And then in order to be accountable, of course, you have to have goals and metrics in any good plan. Again, whether that's marketing or strategic plan or what have you. And then regularly review it. If it's not working, change the plan, right? But the only way you know if it's working is if you have those goals and metrics and you're not, and you find that you're not meeting them, then you know it's not working and you need to you know, change your approach. But if you don't have those little stop gaps in there, like here's a milestone, here's when we're going to review, here's what we're measuring. If you don't have those key elements inside of whatever plan you have, then it's destined to fail, really, because, you know, how do you know you're successful if you don't know what you're measuring?
So does this kind of measurement, these kinds of, do these metrics, do these apply to all businesses, really? Is all businesses should be looking at things like this? Or are there, you have to be a certain size before it starts to matter?
That's a very good question, Barry. And it's all businesses. And really, no matter how small or big you are, even the smallest business can have a plan, execute the plan, and then, you know, because they want to grow. The whole concept is to grow your business. And so the only way you can do that is to have a plan, execute the plan, and regularly review whether it's working or not. And the plan doesn't have to be 60 pages, right? It can be a page. It doesn't matter the size, as long as you're basing it on good information and, you know, your goals and metrics are reasonable, and then you review that. So the tiniest business can, you know, their next step might be to have sales, you know, increase by 10%. Okay, great. How are you going to do that? And then here's the plan on how we're going to do that. We're going to market to a different segment, or we're going to do X, Y, Z. But those things are included in there. And then every month or every so often, you incorporate into that plan, okay, let's review. Are we increasing our sales? Are we meeting that metric? If not, what else can we do, or what should we change?
So is part of the value of this just the fact that you take the time to think about all these things, gather information, and then actually prepare the plan? Is the doing of it, preparing the plan itself, of value?
Absolutely, because it makes you think through all the little things that you may or may not have thought of before. And so a lot of people are like, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do, you know, this, this, or this. And they list off two or three things real quick. And it's like, okay, great. When are you going to do those? How often, you know, are you going to do those? How much is that going to cost you? How much time will that take? All those other little things, though, when you start actually putting pen to paper or fingers to a keyboard or however you want to say that these days, or your thumbs to, you know, your phone, it doesn't matter. But when you start actually putting it down in black and white, it makes a difference because then you have to really think through the cost of things, how it's going to progress, the timeline, more than just off the top of your head, here's the basics, I'll figure out a way to get it done. Because it's just you're asking for failure if you don't, you know, if you fail to plan.
So putting it in black and white actually forces you to make specific proposals, specific goals, and that's part of that value also.
Absolutely, and we can help you with putting that plan together. We can help you even with just the backside of it. Maybe you need some data or something to help you benchmark where you're at and where you're going and if that's a reasonable goal and or even just somebody to bounce it off of. But we can help with that. So that's one of the things that we do to help grow your business is planning, whether that's strategic or marketing or business plan, whatever. Another thing that we offer through us is in international trade, specifically exporting. So when people are looking at growing their business, increasing sales, increasing profit, one of the things they can do is look outside their borders. So we happen to be talking about trading outside of the state of the country, rather, of the United States. But if they're already not, that's assuming they're not, that they are already trading outside of the state, right? So if you've grown to a point to where international trade is something that, you know, is kind of either on your radar or you're hearing this and you're like, I never really thought about selling outside of the country. We can help you with that. We have a wonderful, we have a couple actually of international trade specialists that this is what they do. They will help you put together an exporting plan. They will help you go through that mess of exporting and the rules and the regulations and getting all the numbers that you need and understanding the taxes and things like that. And they can even help you with, again, we go back to data. So they can help you with understanding, hey, your product, they'll do some research for you. Your product sells really well in these countries. And they can tell you who are the contacts that are legitimate in those countries that they already have. So that is priceless, really, because then you know that you're dealing with, you know, legitimate sources overseas and not, you know, just some fly-by-night person that you met on Craigslist or whatever. I don't know how you would meet them. But anyway, it's all very legitimate. And they can also help you with getting grants. The government the Missouri, there's a MOSTEP plan. And so MOSTEP is where Missouri actually is giving money to help Missouri businesses grow their business by exporting specifically to Canada, Mexico, and a few other countries. And so they will actually pay for like half of your travel to go to like events and stuff in those countries in order, like trade fairs and things where you can bring your product, show your product off to other vendors that are in that area so that you can start to distribute your product. And again, that is a grant and it is available to businesses who qualify. And they also help with putting together websites that are internationally multilingual friendly, and they help pay for that as well.
Okay, so there are a lot of things that you could actually look at different markets in different, not only different countries, but probably even different states. You might have ideas about where people could go with that.
Yes.
So there are a lot of ways that you can help with marketing a product. What about people who are engaged in services? I mean, they can't very well, I don't think, go international with services.
Right. It would depend on the service. So many services, of course, like if you do commercial cleaning, You may not be able to do that internationally because it takes people and they're actually doing a service, right? That being said, that doesn't mean that you couldn't establish that same service elsewhere. So if you were doing commercial cleaning, for example, maybe you establish a location in Canada or wherever, and you know, you get some funding to help do that and then start servicing that area. Some services can be done internationally. So it just depends on the service. One would be, you know, IT. IT can be done remotely, a lot of it. Customer service centers, it doesn't matter where you're at. You can have a customer service center here in Missouri that services countries all over the world. So it just depends on the service that you're offering, but they can help you work through that with you and think through that if that would be a possibility for your company.
That is one thing, just to get back to the international part of it, and particularly with regard to products, but I think services also. The governor has seems to have put a priority on that.
Yes.
He's had some trade missions to that people have gone on, gone with him. I think Brenda Shields, state representative from St. Joseph, went on one just recently. And so there's an emphasis there, and there is help available. That's interesting that you pointed out about if you wanted to go to a trade fair, for example,
yes,
in a particular country, there might be a way that the state of Missouri would help you do that.
Yep, absolutely. And our international, they are with the SBDC. Our international trade specialists can help guide you through that and let you know if you qualify or what you need to do to qualify.
Okay. So we're talking about, we had strategic planning, you have international trade possibilities. Mm-hmm. What are some other services that you have lots of services that you offer?
We do. Another one we offer is called our Elevate program. And this is specific for businesses that have 10 or more employees and $750,000 or more in revenue. So they've already reached that second stage, we call it, of business. And for them, the Elevate program will help them grow their business to the next level. And in a way that is scalable. And they have a lot of emphasis on what has been known historically as economic gardening, where they bring in a lot of market research. They bring in experts from outside of our SBDC network. This is a $5,000 value, and we scholarship it so that participants can be a part of it without having to pay anything. And we only take a select few at about 7 to 10 across the state of Missouri every year. But we have had three in St. Joseph who have participated in the Elevate program. We've had one from Maryville participate. Trying to remember in my area if there's been any others over the years. But those people have participated. Some are service businesses. Some are product businesses. So it can be either one, but it's a very good program that gives you a ton of value, a ton of experts, and they will come in and say, okay, oh, and then there's been one out in a manufacturing company, too, that I've worked with who is still participating because they elected to actually pay some additional amount of money after their sessions had ended to their consultant because they were getting some really good information about succession planning and inventory control and things like that that was really helping them move out of the kind of the where they had stalled, if you will, and move past that. So and some other challenges that they were having. So it is a program that can help you in whatever way may be challenging you currently and help you to grow past that. But they do ask that you already be just an existing business who has already kind of proven their concept and has grown to the point to where this kind of expertise will really skyrocket them. So that's why they have the criteria of 10 or more employees and $750,000 or more in revenue. And sometimes they fudge on that a little, you know, maybe you only have 8 employees or, you know, you're close to that number or something like that.
You used a word that I think maybe some of our listeners and me might not be real familiar with in terms of how it works in business. And that word is scalable. What does that mean?
So that means growing at a rate that you can sustain. That's essentially scalable. Because if you grow too fast, I mean, you can scale fast, but then you don't sustain it. So you just crash and burn, right? If you burn through too much cash too fast. So they talk about, you know, your cash burn rate. That's an actual thing. How fast you burn through cash. So just scaling a business just means that you are going to grow it in a way that is sustainable in all senses of the word. So it can continue to grow. It's not growing too fast. It's not growing too slow, but it just scales very nicely.
Rebecca Lavina is with the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center. The office is here in St. Joseph. You're the regional director.
Yes.
Of the SBDC here. And we're talking about growing your business with some assistance, guidance, help, free help, for the most part, from the SBDC.
Yes. Yeah. And so we've talked about strategic planning services that we offer, the international trade exporting services that are offered. We've talked about the Elevate program, specifically for second stage businesses. And another thing I wanted to mention is we have partnered, the Missouri Small Business Development Center has partnered with the USPTO. So that's the United States Patent and Trademark Office. And so when you think of intellectual property, so think copyright, trademark, registered trademarks, patents, that's where the USPTO comes in. And so we have partnered with them to offer several free trainings throughout the year, next year, as well as coming up next year for sure, but we've partnered with them. But we've always been a partner with them, but we partnered to do the webinars for next year. But when you think of intellectual property, and you have questions about, well, can I trademark this, or when do I trademark this, or how do I trademark this, or is it a copyright or is it a trademark, you know, and what is a patent really used for, and when is it valuable, and when is it, you know, kind of not worth its weight. Mm-hmm. And how much does it cost? It's a lot, by the way. And so we can answer those questions for you in our offices, but the webinars will help really dive deep into that. So for example, a lot of people don't realize that you can trademark anything anytime, like today. You can just put the little letters TM, which stands for trademark, right? And you don't have to register that with the USPTO. It doesn't cost you anything to put the little TM on there, as long as you are the one that really, you know, came up with the name or whatever it is you're trademarking. And we could talk about that too for a while, but we won't today. But if you have questions about that, give me a call, you know, at my office. But you know, you can use that symbol anytime you want. But if you want to register your trademark with the USPTO and have it on file, saying, you know, to the rest of the world, I own this and I'm going to defend it in court. That's the key. Are you willing to defend it in court? Then you would register it with the USPTO. And that's when you see the little R with the circle above something.
A registered trademark.
Oh. That's what the little R with the circle means. It means they paid to register their trademark. If you just see TM, they didn't pay anything. And they're saying, this is mine though. I created this and I own it. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, that's a little secret that a lot of people don't know. You can use TM anytime on your own stuff.
Gets you a little circle around it.
But yeah, if it has a circle around it now, you can't do that. You have to actually register that with the government in order to use the R with the circle around it. But it's little nuggets like that that people don't know.
Right.
And so so these are the things that we can walk through with them in office. And then the webinars that are coming out next year will be great. And they'll be held all across the state. They'll be virtual and they're free.
Do you have a website that people can go to and look for information like this that might point them to, okay, webinar, get this on their calendar, webinar here, webinar there?
Yes. So, yeah, and since we're doing it through the whole statewide Missouri SBDC, our statewide website is sbdc.missouri.edu.
Pretty simple,
and you just go to events on there, and then once we get those on the calendar for next year, you'll be able to see them there.
All right, we've got about 2 minutes left. What have we left undone here?
Well, I want to talk about in-person trainings. So the Missouri SBDC has always offered trainings to people in person. there was like a hiatus of a year and a half or so where nobody offered in-person trainings, but we are back to offering all in-person, not all, we still have webinars, but offering in-person trainings. And so that website that actually I just gave, the sbdc.missouri.edu, has a lot of trainings that are going on across the state. So, and many of them are done virtually. So yes, there's in-person ones, but then there are also some that are offered as a hybrid. So like both ways, you can either attend in person or you can attend via Zoom, or some are just all virtual. And many of them are at no charge to people. Some do have a fee. It just depends. But like October 12th, there's a webinar coming up called SEO Tips and Tools. So that's a great training that's coming up. On that same day, actually, at a different time, though, you can make a day of it, is Creating Your Brand Experience. And that's a webinar. And these are actually offered with experts that people have brought in. So just keep in mind that you can go to sbdc.missouri.edu anytime to look at the trainings that are coming up throughout the state.
And if anybody wants to talk to somebody with questions, they can call you.
Absolutely. I encourage them to call us. But my number at my office is 816-364-4105, and I'm in St. Joe.
Rebecca, thanks a lot, as always, for coming in.
Thank you, Barry.